Some of us have scratchy throats from too much campfire fun last night. And we have no drummers, so we need your help, folks. Let's worship.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. With all your heart.
For today, right? You may have a seat. We'll have our announcements. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning. How are you today? Good morning, everybody. My name is Wayne Curry. I'm here with the announcements this morning for July the 2nd. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, MorinvilleAlliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and ARC Sunday School are now on summer break, so you will find crayons and papers to color while you're in the service. Dave. If you're interested in learning more about church membership, water baptism, or child dedications, please contact the church office. We'll be running our Summer Jam children's program this third weekend in August, 14th to 18th week in August, and we have a supplies board in the foyer for those who would like to help out with purchasing supplies. We'd like to thank all of those who helped with Marie Verbeek's memorial on Thursday. There was a very good turnout, and we really appreciate all the help with that. At the end of the service, if you want to pray, there will be people stationed in the back of the church on the right-hand side and in front of the sound booth to pray with you. Thank you.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, and bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose. Since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand. Remember no wrongs we have done. Amen. patience would wait as we constantly roam. What Father so tender is calling us home. He welcomes the weakest, the vilest, the poor. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more.
Darkness.
thank you, Jesus, for all the promises that you give us and that you are the way maker. No matter where we are in life, you are making a way for us and for your kingdom and for your glory. And we're just so proud to be a part of that. And we just thank you, Lord, for all the ways that you're loving us. In Jesus' name, amen. You're free to greet each other, and kids, go ahead and grab your crayons if you didn't already.
Good morning.
Morning.
Just a couple of things I want to mention before we go into prayer. One is we have a lady that is at Aspen House that has a motorized wheelchair that is wondering if anybody would be willing to walk with her to church and then back again. And if you're interested in doing something like that, contact me or the church office. As well, we now have our date for our baptism in the summer here, July 30th. We're going to have a baptism Sunday. And so if you're interested in getting baptized, again, contact the church office. One of the things we also talked about is we've been having a lot of babies, lots of children. And so we're planning to do some child dedications. And so if you're interested in that, get a hold of the church office. This morning, we're going to use Psalm 33 to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, in Psalm 33:68, the Lord merely spoke and the heavens were created. He breathed the word and all the stars were born. He assigned the seas as boundaries and locked the oceans in their vast reservoirs. Let the whole world fear the Lord. Let everyone stand in awe of him. This Creator God is so infinitely above us, yet longs to be intimately connected with us. Let us worship him as we stand in awe of all his wonders and recognize his greatness and perfection. In confession, verses 16 and 17, the best equipped army cannot save a king, nor is great strength enough to save a warrior. Don't count on your war horse to give you victory. For all its strength, it cannot save you. What are the things that we look to instead of God to save us, to protect us from harm or hardship? Is it our jobs, money, intelligence, popularity, appearance, another person? in confession, we come and cast down the idols that we've made in our lives, idols that have taken the central place that Christ would have in our hearts. Thanksgiving, the psalmist says in verse 1 to 3, let the godly sing for joy to the Lord. It's fitting for the pure to praise him. Praise the Lord with melodies. Make music for him. Sing a new song of praise for him. Play skillfully. Sing with joy. For the word of the Lord holds true, and we can trust everything he does. He loves whatever is just and good. The unfailing love of the Lord fills the earth. It's the Lord who fills us with joy, regardless what is happening around us. Despite how things may look, we can trust him. Trust in his goodness. Trust in his immense love for us. Thank him for the many ways you've seen his goodness and love this week. God, we thank you for the sunshine and we thank you for the rain. In supplication, Psalm ends in 2022 with these words. We put our hope in the Lord. He's our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord. Our hope is in you alone. God is the one we go to for hope and help and shelter. Bring your requests before him, confident that even now his unfailing love surrounds you. We pray for Brad and Terry Lynn and their family, for Ben and Marge, for Rowena and Landon, for Will and Martha, for Bill and Sandy's family, Pat and Dave's family, for Evelyn, Leona, and Elaine, for Brian and Rita, for Matthew and Trina and their family, for Elaine and Herb, for Ernie and Darlene, and then some of the places around the world, Israel, Japan, Italy, Sudan, Iran, Ukraine, we pray for peace. In Canada, United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that would bury us under weight, we give these to you, our good and great God, who loves us like no other. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let's pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
This morning we're reading from Mark chapter 7, verses 1 to 15. One day some Pharisees and teachers of religious law arrived from Jerusalem to see Jesus. They noticed that some of the disciples failed to follow the Jewish ritual of hand washing before eating. The Jews, especially the Pharisees, do not eat until they have poured water over their cupped hands as required by the ancient traditions. Similarly, they don't eat anything from the market until they immerse their hands in water. This is but one of the many traditions they have clung to, such as their ceremonial washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles. So the Pharisees and teachers of religious law asked him, why don't your disciples follow our age-old tradition? They eat without first performing the hand-washing ceremony. Jesus replied, you hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you, for he wrote, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship is a farce, for they teach man-made ideas as commands from God. For you ignore God's law and substitute your own tradition. Then he said, You skillfully sidestep God's law in order to hold on to your own tradition. For instance, Moses gave you this law from God: honor your father and mother. And anyone who speaks disrespectfully of father or mother must be put to death. But you say it is all right for people to say to their parents, sorry, I can't help you, for I have vowed to give to God what I would have given to you. In this way, you let them disregard their needy parents. And so you cancel the word of God in order to hand down your own tradition. And this is only one example among many others. Then Jesus called to the crowd to come and hear. All of you listen, he said, and try to understand. It's not what goes into your body that defiles you. You are defiled by what comes from your heart. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word.
is where I lay it down. You are all I'm chasing now. This is my surrender.